there's a number of reasons why homelessness is rising, and one obviously is the lack of houses, high rent, and obviously then we have the mica crisis here in this county. But there's also an added element to that there, and particularly in Letterkenny and Sligo, and that's the universities that we have here and the growing number of students that we have attending ATU in Sligo and in Letterkenny. It's like a perfect storm here, and this was reinforced when we seen the Northwest Homeless Housing Action Plan there today.
And what are the knock-on effects of this for the people who are presenting themselves?
Well, the situation at the minute is because there's a lack of private rented, there's not sufficient social housing. We have a large number of refugees, as you know, now in the county, which are taking up a lot of the sort of B&Bs and hotels, that when people present them homeless, and particularly families, and there's a growing number of families here in Letterkenny and in the Northwest who are presenting as homeless, there's nowhere for them to go. We don't have a family hub, and that is something that I have been raising as council for quite a while now. We don't have enough emergency bed accommodations to deal with the homelessness, and just give them two nights B&B will not resolve their homelessness, and it certainly will not give them time to try and find alternative accommodation. So there's a number of things that we need to be doing. We need to be working with all the other agencies, the Simon community, and indeed those who work with people involved with addictions, etc., etc. And the council and the government needs to invest more into building social and affordable housing. So in the short term, it's going to be very, very difficult for those who find themselves without a home at the minute. But long term, we have an action plan, and if it's properly resourced, it will start and begin to address the homeless problem we have.
You mentioned families. So there are children in these conditions that you can imagine is not good for their development.
Yeah, and the figures that are contained within the Homeless Action Plan show that a rising number of families are presenting as homeless. And we have the high rents, which is leading to people not being able to pay the rents. It's leading to evictions. And because of the housing market is buoyant, very buoyant at the minute, landlords are tend to sell off their assets, and they are leading to further evictions from private rented homes. So, as I say, it's a perfect storm. We have not got enough social housing to meet the demand, and there certainly isn't enough private rented available out there, and that's what's leading to the rising homelessness in the Northwest, and particularly Letterkenny and Sligo. So there needs to be a massive investment from government into the building of social housing and affordable homes, and there needs to be also an increase in the HAP payments to allow people to be able to continue to pay the high rents that are being asked for now in the private rented sector.
Councillor Gerry McMonagle, thank you very much for your time on this concerning issue.
Thank you, Nick.